Hello and welcome. I'm Reverend Billy from the Church of Stop Shopping, and this is Earth Riot Radio. We got to have a riot of some kind, because this emergency we're in right now, this sixth extinction, is so extreme, and we're just making it worse every day. Why? Plants, animals, bacteria, flowers, frogs, disappearing. We're losing life all over the planet. So what we need here is to have in us the strongest possible thing. It can't be just another protest. And that strongest feeling, emotion, will to action that we have is love. It's a gift from the earth. It's the earth's strongest gift to us. And our love for life, our love that we have in our bodies is excited, and it's so powerful we walk right across that property line into that lobby of that J.P. Morgan Chase Bank. And what are we? California Condors, got great costumes, soaring around in circles around the lobby of the bank, our feathers sweeping over the desks, and we're singing. We have six-part harmony going on, and there's a lot of earth love in the words that we're singing, and I'm preaching, of course, and we have information to hand out, and there are different responses coming to us. It's complicated. Some people are staring at us with anger, but it's not all anger. It's not a monoculture of anger. If that's the response, then leave. But if it's working, which is going to be with our condors and our music, everybody's going to have a different response. Some people are just going to stand there and laugh. Other people are going to sit down in a chair and be very thoughtful. Other people are going to like turn their computers off and walk around in circles. Everywhere, the customers, the tellers, the middle management, the executives, the security people, everybody has a different response. We've blown up the whole social agenda of that place, and that's what you've got to do. This institution is criminal. It may be a couple people. Jamie Dimon's the CEO. There may be some more responsible than others, but it's 100,000 people working together to poison the earth. Come on now. Come on. Oh, and some people are clapping, and they want to join us. And as we leave, and we're trying to leave before the cops arrest us, but the music makes the cops act in slow motion. They slow down. So come on. Come with us. We've got five more Chase banks to hit by the end of the lunch hour. Earthalooyah.
Earthalooyah.
And let me take this opportunity to introduce our animal host of today's riot, the California condor. That would be that gruff-sounding, rhythmic singer that you're listening to behind me here. Hello. And we'd like to also thank the singers and all the people who will contribute over the next 29 minutes. Rick Ulfick, Laura Newman, Nehemiah Luckett, Donald Trump, Volodymyr Zelensky, Al Nerlada and his brilliant takedown of late-stage capitalism. The Stop Shopping Choir, of course, Salvatry D from the news, from the natural world, and Jason Candler, our editor and saxophonist. Thank you all. And here we go, Earthalooyah.
Thank you.
all that shopping gets me depressed. But what really gets me down is that damn convenience.
You have to be thankful. You don't have the cards.
I'm thankful.
You're buried there. Your people are dying.
I can tell you
you're
again,
running low on soldiers.
Don't,
listen.
Don't play
you're running
Mr.
low
Brad.
On soldiers. It would be a damn good
Mr.
thing. And then
Brad.
you tell us, I don't want a ceasefire. I don't want a ceasefire. I want to go and I want this. Look, if you could get a ceasefire right now, I tell you, you take it so the bullets stop flying and your men stop getting killed.
Of course we want to stop the war.
But you're saying you don't want a ceasefire?
But I said to you,
I want a ceasefire.
With guarantees.
Because you'll get a ceasefire faster than an agreement.
Ask our people about ceasefire, what they think.
That wasn't
it doesn't
with
matter
me.
For you what,
that wasn't
what
with me.
Means.
It that was with a guy named Biden, who was not a smart person.
But this
that
is
was
your,
with,
this
that was
is
with
your
Obama.
President. It was your president.
Excuse me. That was with Obama, who gave you sheets, and I gave you javelins.
Yes.
I gave you the javelins to take out all those tanks. Obama gave you sheets. In fact, the statement is Obama gave sheets and Trump gave javelins. You got to be more thankful, because let me tell you, you don't have the cards. With us, you have the cards. But without us, you don't have any cards.
We can, for example, use rationality to explain the absurdity of reductionist, rationalist logic. And of course, all of these tools have their limitations. Language is never going to be able to describe the ineffable. Does that mean I'm against language? Absolutely not. What other choice do we have but to use the thing even though we know it's not going to be able to fulfill its teleology, its end purpose? And yet you have to try. There's a Carlos Castaneda line where he says, the warrior's task is to do what they must even though they know it's futile. To be incarnated in the Anthropocene, in the midst of late-stage capitalism, with peak patriarchy, peak hierarchy, peak white supremacy, peak stupidity, is also peak possibility. And so you have to incorporate, metabolize the tools you have at hand in order to create, let's say, new ancient emerging possibilities. Whatever comes next, you have to build with what you have.
Can't hear. stuff all over. The rising tide is loose, and everywhere the ceremony is
news from the natural world. I'm Savitri D. North Atlantic right whales, of which there are only an estimated 356 left in the wild, are less likely to have calves if they have been tangled in ropes from fishing gear. Using whale sightings data from across 40 years, a new paper finds that female whales who have survived entanglement are much less likely to have babies than those who have never been entangled. North Atlantic right whales can weigh up to 140,000 pounds and grow as long as 52 feet. They are critically endangered and are continuously declining in population. They were heavily hunted during the whaling era, known as the right whale to kill. Fewer than 70 females are currently reproductively active. The summer solstice acts as a starting gun to synchronize beech tree reproduction across vast distances in Europe. The research team looked at fine-scale changes in plant responses to temperature and found that the 21st of June, the summer solstice, and the longest day of the year acted as a celestial cue, triggering synchronized responses to weather conditions among widely separated populations of European beech. Protesting oil and gas pipeline development harms mental health and creates distrust in government. A new study analyzes the impact of public participation in pipeline protest and finds that engaging in the public processes associated with pipelines has serious mental health and physical impacts. The study found that pipeline development and related public participation processes were associated with a long list of physical symptoms, including insomnia, high blood pressure, heart problems, teeth grinding, headaches, tremors, irregular heartbeat, shingles, heart problems, chest pain, strokes, and brain hemorrhages. At least one person said they were so physically sickened by the stress they felt about the pipeline and the public participation process that they had to move. Studies found that people who participated in these public processes felt their input was dismissed, that their concerns were not addressed, and that they did not have any impact on decision-making about the pipelines. The more people participated in public feedback processes, the stronger their feelings of disillusionment were. Research focused on natural gas pipelines, but the findings are relevant to any scenario where government agencies invite public participation. For example, permitting for fracking wells and petrochemical plants are often contentious and generally overseen by state regulatory agencies that may invite public input, but typically lack any way to incorporate that input into permitting decisions. The research was led by Shannon Bell, a sociologist from Blacksburg, Virginia, which is in the pathway of the highly contested Mountain Valley Pipeline. A new analysis of more than 400 species suggests that there are many mammals where the females are actually the same size as or larger than the males. The research highlights the growing awareness of sex biases in biology, but the team note that their paper is not the final word on biological sex and size, as they were only able to include 7% of mammals in their study. Almost half of bats have larger females than males. And 60% of female rabbits and hares are larger than the males. Horses, lemurs, golden moles, and tenrecs often have equally sized sexes. This was also true in almost half of rodents, the most species-rich group of mammals. Elephant seals show the most dramatic difference between the sexes. The males are, on average, 3 times heavier than their female counterparts. At the 55th Lunar and Planetary Science Conference, scientists revealed the discovery of a gigantic volcano and possible sheet of buried glacier ice in the eastern part of Mars's Tharsis volcanic province near the planet's equator. Provisionally designated Noctis Volcano, pending an official name, the structure is 29,600 feet in elevation and spans 280 miles in width. The volcano's gigantic size and complex modification history indicate that it has been active for a very long time. It is an ancient and long-lived volcano so deeply eroded that one could hike, drive, or fly through it to examine, sample, and date different parts of its interior to study Mars's evolution through time. It has also had a long history of heat interacting with water and ice, which make it a prime location for astrobiology and the continuing search for signs of life. Imported giant sequoia trees are very well adapted to the UK, growing at rates closer to their native ranges and capturing large amounts of carbon during their long lives. There are an estimated 500,000 redwoods in the UK. In the wild, they are endangered, with fewer than 80,000 giant sequoias remaining in their native California habitat. Giant sequoias grow quickly and are also some of the longest living organisms in the world, keeping up their rapid growth throughout their 3,000 plus year lives. They can grow up to 90 meters tall, and their wide trunks give them great volume, so they are fire resistant, able to survive blazes that would wipe out forests of other tree species. Intense storms swept through Kansas and Missouri this week and brought whipping winds, possible tornadoes, and what some described as gorilla hail. In Kansas, hail nearly the size of a softball and measuring 4 inches was reported. Hail causes about $1 billion in damage to crops and property every year. A hailstorm that hit Kansas City in 2001 was the costliest ever in the U.S., causing about $2 billion in damage. The largest recorded hailstone in the U.S. was nearly as big as a volleyball and fell on July 23, 2010, in Vivian, South Dakota. It weighed almost 2 pounds. City-dwelling moths may be evolving smaller wings, possibly due to light pollution. Scientists note that other urban factors could have played a role in the smaller wing size, such as the more fragmented environment found in urban areas or different types of food sources. They also note that it is possible that the urban moths may be experiencing changes to their vision or the way their brains process the environment due to living in constantly lit areas. In a letter recently published in Nature Human Behavior, scientists are advocating for the recognition and mitigation of another type of environmental pollution that poses equivalent personal and societal dangers, information overload. Researchers compare information overload to other historical shifts in society. The Industrial Revolution gave rise to air pollution, and environmental activists have helped usher in legal and economic changes to help curb that pollution. Similarly, so-called information pollution, or data smog, must be addressed. Females of some whale species have evolved to live drastically longer lives so they can care for their families, new research shows. The study focused on 5 whale species that, along with humans, are the only mammals known to go through menopause. The findings show that females of these whale species that experience menopause live around 40 years longer than other female whales of a similar size. By living longer without extending their reproductive lifespan, these females have more years to help their children and grandchildren without increasing the overlap period when they compete with their daughters by breeding and raising calves at the same time. This new research shows that despite being separated by 90 million years of evolution, whales and humans show remarkably similar life histories, which have evolved independently. Menopause is known to exist in 5 species of toothed whale: short-finned pilot whales, false killer whales, killer whales, narwhals, and beluga whales. As well as outliving females of other similar-sized species, females in these 5 species outlive the males of their own species. For example, female killer whales can live into their 80s, while males are typically dead by 40. And now the sounds of extinction. Many of our favorite cheeses, including Camembert, Brie, and various blue cheese varieties, are on the verge of extinction due to a collapse in microbial diversity. Cheese itself contains its own ecosystem of molds, yeasts, and bacteria that work in tandem. However, in recent years, the genetic diversity of such microbes has declined immensely. Many signature French cheeses rely on just one single fragile strain of fungi, Penicillium camemberti, which is unfortunately at risk of dying out. Unlike most mold, Penicillium camemberti can't reproduce sexually with other fungi to create new genetic diversity. As a result, cheesemakers have to clone it, but that has become increasingly difficult because of mutations that interfere with the fungi's ability to produce spores. And hear the sound of French cheese.
We have rejected book titles for my 33rd rejected novel. Are you ready? Here we go. I have a private life, but I forgot where I put it. We were saved from Trump and Musk by extremely bad weather. Extremely bad weather. The superstorm is full of gentle birds. A creep in a suit took the loot. While America sleeps, a parade of Chinese viruses comes down I-95. Oh, the much anticipated wave of decency. Inhale your toxins like a good little American. God, get off my life! When real life wants to be more than just clicks, our romance with extinction. The wildfire has my undivided attention. What I TikTok is who I am. Musk goes to Mars, where there's no sign of life in 3.5 billion years. Bad marriages create ambitious babies. Corrupt public officials are funnier. Only the Earth cares anymore. I see peace hit the talking heads like amazing facial tics. I see orangutans debating the mahogany loggers. I got to be surreal sometimes to understand. I see the plain truth rising like a 50s Japanese lizard. I see rec rooms devour Rupert Murdoch in front of his sons. I got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. I see new drug laws that give prosecutors no time to play with. I see the fine print open like a prison door. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible sometimes to understand. You see, the Starbucks mermaid got her nipples back.
You see, fake bohemianism swallowed by your sidewalks. You got to be surreal sometimes to understand. You see, the stock exchange paying for itself for once. You see, the CEO cannot cash his welfare check. You got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. You see, the tourists walk backwards out of their pollution. You see them go home and demand a local paradise. You see, you got to be impossible sometimes to understand. I got to be surreal. I got to be exorcised. I got to be impossible. Impossible sometimes. Sometimes to understand. We see SpongeBob and Kim Jong-un down at the Mall of America. We see the battle of the disastrous religions. We got to be surreal sometimes to understand. We see the Pentagon wake up from its video game. We see the whistling shrapnel. It's not pixelated, nope. We got to be exorcised sometimes to understand. We see the teleprompter loves the president like a praying mantis. We see the Oval Office hatching white rhinoceroses. We got to be impossible sometimes. Sometimes to understand. We got to be surreal. We got to be exorcised. We got to be impossible. Sometimes impossible to understand. To understand.
Jamie Hill. I'm the Design and Communications Manager at Embark Sustainability. I think my favorite thing about Embark is that you do not have to be the climate know-it-all. You don't have to know everything about the issues that are going on. You really just need the passion to get started. So depending on what you're interested in, you might have a unique skill or interest that you don't think is applicable to climate at all, and it turns out you are the people that we need to be part of a community. So I'd really encourage anybody who has even an inkling of interest in climate or food justice to get on board. Embark Sustainability Society is an independent, student-centered nonprofit working across SFU campuses. Embark focuses on climate and food justice in their programs and initiatives. Some of their ongoing work includes their food rescue program, learning gardens, and sustainability career nights. Discover your role in building a sustainable future based on your unique skills and interests. Learn more at EmbarkSustainability.org and follow along on Instagram at EmbarkSustain.